CNN suggests Joe Biden could step aside for Kamala Harris. By Joel B. Polak on August 11, 2020. CNN editor-at-large Chris Silt suggested Tuesday that former Vice President Joe Biden would step aside to elevate his new running mate. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, all but conceding that Biden will not finish his presidential term, if elected. Silt argued that Biden's choice reflected confidence that he will win the election in November, but also suggested that he might not be able to do the job. He wrote, emphasis added. At 55 years old, Harris represents a younger generation of leader. Something that Biden, who will be 78 on Inauguration Day 2021, said was a major factor in his choice. What that all means is that Biden wants the race to be about him as little as possible. What Biden did is make the pick that maximized his chances of continuing to make the race a straight referendum on Trump while also selecting someone, in Harris, whose resume suggests will be ready to step in if and when Biden decides to step aside. Sultz's argument comes just days after CNN's chief media correspondent, Brian Stelter, argued that it was offensive and otherworldly for conservatives to argue that Biden was too old and unhealthy to compete or to serve in office. Biden's announcement of his running mate was also awkwardly worded in a way that suggested Harris might be expected to lead this nation starting in January 2021. Notably, CNN President Jeff Zucker endorsed Kamala Harris for California Attorney General in the 2009-10 election and helped her meet movers and shakers in New York. At the time, he was president of NBC Universal and said that he was making a rare exception to his very, very strict policy of not supporting political candidates. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.